In the studio with me today is Janine Murphy. She's the program manager with the Humboldt Arts Council. And today we're going to be talking about events at the Morris Graves Art Museum, as we just heard in our calendar. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, so I didn't know you were doing yoga at Morris Graves.
We are. That's a new addition to our program schedule. And this Saturday, we'll be having our third yoga class at the museum at noon. It's only $5, or it's free if you're a member, and $2 if you're a student or a senior. So it's been great. It's a beautiful space to practice yoga in, and I encourage anybody who hasn't been to come and try yoga at the Morris Graves.
So is it for beginners or any level?
The class is designed for beginners and continuing students of yoga.
Okay, all right, and so is it every week?
It's not every week. We've only done it three times now. Once a month, and we hope to continue doing it with a partnership that we have going with the yoga teachers in training.
Okay.
And the class this Saturday will be taught by Megan Montgomery.
So that's good. So they get to try it out.
Yeah.
That's fun. And what else do you have going on?
And then on Sunday, we have our regular wine and jazz program. That's from 3 to 5 p.m., and Brian Post and friends will be coming to be our performer for that. And then following the performance is an open jazz jam session. So anytime you come to Wine and Jazz and you're a musician, after the performance, you can join in with the performer and jam out.
So usually the performance is from 3 to 4, and then the jam is 4 to 5?
The performance is from 3 to 4:30, and then the last half hour, anybody who brought an instrument or wants to sit in on an instrument is welcome to join.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
And is that every Sunday?
That is the third Sunday of every month.
Wow, so we need your calendar. I can never remember when's what, you know, everything. So what else? You've got some more stuff coming up.
Yeah, so as we're nearing the end of September, we're doing our annual gala, which is our yearly fundraiser for the museum. And this year, we are also celebrating Jack and Amy Sewell and giving the Outstanding Contribution to the Arts Award to Jack and Amy, who've done so much for the community and the art community specifically. So we'll be hosting an evening of hors d'oeuvres and cocktails and a raffle and a silent auction. And you can buy tickets for that online or by calling the museum.
Okay.
And tickets are $50 for that event.
And it's a great duo there to honor. They've done amazing things.
Yeah, their gallery was absolutely beautiful, and Jack continues to create art for public spaces. So we really are excited to honor them.
Right.
And that's the 24th from 5 to 7.
Okay, so get your tickets now.
Get your tickets now. It is a very nice event, and we will have caterers. Mm-hmm. So.
How much money are you trying to raise at this event? Because it is a fundraiser, right?
As much as we can.
Okay.
We'll be raffling off a Glenn Berry painting. We have several beautiful baskets, gift certificates that were donated by local businesses. Lots of gift certificates for dinners and stays at the Carter House and the Bimbo Inn. So it's a great event.
Excellent. Now, you're also doing a couple of my favorite things, which have to do with creative reuse, recycling, and junk art, and a fashion show.
Yeah, so at the beginning of October, October is all about recycle, repurpose materials and art. We're starting on October 1st with a fashion show by the Kinetic Universe, which is a fundraiser for them as well. Anyone can enter if they make a outfit or a dress completely out of recycled materials.
Is that the only requirement?
That's the only requirement, and it doesn't cost anything to enter. You just come to the museum at about 8:30 during Arts Alive, and then the fashion show starts post Arts Alive at 9:30. The models wear their recycled outfits down the runway. There are judges that pick the winning contestant, And there are prizes, and then also the winning outfit goes straight into our junk art show and is on display for an entire month at the museum.
Last year I happened to do that, go to this fashion show. It was so much fun. There were little ones, little girls, I think. I don't think there were any little boys on up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So some people made not only a dress or a costume for themselves, but also one for their child to wear, and they walked the runway. There was beautiful dress made out of paper bags. There was an outfit from Katy, Texas, that was made out of a recycled parachute. Just fantastic use of materials. And we sell cocktails. There's a DJ. It's a really fun event.
It's really fun, and it is like a fashion show. Exactly. They turn around, model, do their thing. I had a couple friends in it. One of our KHSU DJs was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And runway fashion is crazy, so it's perfect that, you know, it's a perfect use of the material.
What's really fun is to go up afterwards and actually get close to the costumes and ask questions, which is what I tend to do. And everybody was eager to talk to me about their outfits.
Yeah, we're really excited. And again, anyone's welcome to participate in it. There is an admission price of $10 at the door, and that goes to support the Kinetic Universe and all they do. And then proceeds from drink sales go back to support the museum. So it's a dual fundraiser for both of us. And anyone's welcome to enter. You just have to make something crazy and creative.
No, you probably don't want them to enter at the last moment, I'm guessing.
They actually bring their dress and their model, or themselves if they're going to model their dress or outfit. I shouldn't say just dress, because it can be any type of recycled wearable art. They bring that in early before the fashion show starts, about between 8 and 8:30. And check in and do a little run through, and then they'll get started with the fashion show at 9:30.
So is there a last time date to sign up to do it?
Just have to show up that night.
Okay, that's it. You just show up and you go.
You show up and you go.
All right.
Yeah.
It was really fun last year. That's my personal opinion. Okay, now what about the junk art?
So junk art, we're celebrating the 22nd annual junk art show also in October, but the entry date for those pieces is Wednesday, September 28th from noon to 5. So that is another completely open entry show. You can bring your recycled artwork to the museum on Wednesday, September 28th. There is a entry fee of $8 per artwork, or 10 if you're not a member, and then students can enter a piece for $5, and we have a limit of 3 entries per person. But all of those entry fees go back to support prizes in several different categories.
What are the categories?
The categories are, well, there's a first, second, and third place for the individual artist, group artist entries, and youth artist entries. And those are all cash awards.
Group artists. Okay.
So as KHSU could create an art piece together, and the staff of KHSU could enter and into the group category. That's actually a category we don't get a lot of entries for.
So now think about it, to our listeners. You have a group of friends, or you have an organization, right?
Yeah. And then the only stipulation for the artwork is that it be made from recycled or repurposed or found materials, with the exception of glues or paints or anything that you're using to put things together. But I noticed that what judges seem to like are when they can really see that the material was made from something that was scavenged or repurposed. And this year, our junk art juror is Benjamin Funky, who's actually a sculpture instructor here at HSU and works at College of the Redwoods as well. So,
okay. And again, can another backup question on this. So you said you can use the materials to assemble it, but what about things like paint? Can you use that or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, you can use paints, you can use glues, adhesives, things to bind pieces together, but the base material needs to be recycled or repurposed or found.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. So we have about less than a minute left. Any last thoughts for our listeners?
We are also currently enrolling for Museum Art School classes, and those start September 27th and 29th. That's our after-school art class for kids. They run for 8 weeks, and they're on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if you have a child between 6 and 12 and you'd like to enroll them in an after-school class, we'd love to have them.
Janine, thank you so much. Give your contact information for people who just heard all of this. They just came in and they want to call you.
Well, we have a great website. It's www.humblearts.org. And then you can also reach us at 707-442-0278.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Katie.